There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. And I'm a battle cross, my arms are two in tights. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, and your symbol of justice for those who don't know. And I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source from Marvel Gaming. I am Epic Boss McFall. And I've just proven I can multitask. And I'm going to get myself a cookie. So the voice that is with me, as always, the beloved member who we might have to kill off next season just to get ratings. Golden Age Gibbet.
I know my character's never safe. He's never safe. He can go at any time. Hey, how's it going? Let's talk about what we're going to talk about on the show today. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. Great. Spec Ops 33 drops. We're going to talk about Cammy and all the new fun stuff you can do
Cammy.
A limited set of characters in Mission 1. We'll also talk about the last few days of this PvP match. Are you and I going to make it, Charles? We're going to find out. Even more new ISOs hit the store. We're going to talk about those. We're going to sing on the 12th day of Maniversary, Howard the Duck gave to me. See what else we get coming up
gold.
From, some nice gold. We'll also talk about MA2, Spec Ops 1 still going on, PvP still going on, and Marvel Avengers Academy, because why the hell not?
Well, actually, I have a good thing to report on that, but we'll do it in that section.
Okay, cool. Charles, what can people buy with their hard-earned money if they go to the store right now?
They can get a nice subscription to patreon.com/ from the Helicarrier, because I love my shameless plugs. And beyond that, there's a lot of stuff. Now you would say great friendly Uncle Playdom would not have a PvP tournament ending and then drop a chapter or have a chapter going, which might break that PvP tournament, and then drop Spec Ops. Right. But you would be a damn liar.
They always drop Spec Ops during the PvP, right at the end, so that you can get the new researchable item. Usually is a better PvP bonus than the items you can get for gold, the secondary items you can get for gold.
I did my research. I didn't even check to see what the rating on that was. Thank you for reminding me, sir. Deathlock Fist is in the sale room. It's Deathlock set for a force, a tech, melee, energy, which I love how they're putting these multiple categories on them, because different ASO and stuff will fit with that. Well, actually, I apologize to everybody. I know this is a weapon. I apologize. I'm thinking of the actions that they're doing this to, because they're going to be like, hey, I still can't go on your agent. I know. I'm not. I know I don't pay attention to everything, but I actually know that. Anyway, this weapon has deadly crits, ignores defense, and Deathlock number 4 potential is, with any other piece of the Deathlock set, it gains exploits, shields, and Paragon Exploiter, which is good. Then it has a chance to activate again following its own use, as well as following the use of the Deathlock Cannon. So if you piece this with the Deathlock Cannon, just those two pieces, you should have Deathlock Potential, which lets you get the Shield Exploder and Paragon, and then double chance to follow up, I guess. That's maybe not the right term, but yeah. Lots of great new EISOs that we talked about with... I see people referring to things like, you and I were both in the chat, and someone's like, hey, I just listened to the show, and I use the Bruiser E3 suit with Widow's, I'm going to make this up, Widow's Bane. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I had to grab that one. Oh, no, that was the one, that was the Black Widow one that came out during the Avengers.
Yeah, I haven't Googled special. It yet.
Yeah. It makes all of your tech stealthy. So if you put that on your agent, then regardless of who's protecting, regardless of any of that stuff, you can hit at anybody.
So all these great EISOs are still on sale for another day or so. It says March 18th, which means March 17th by 2 a.m.
Right.
But the foil, and they're going to be on sale after that. Okay. They're just half price right
now. Right now, they're discounted. There were also a bunch of new AISOs that dropped.
Yes.
Four of them by my count, and I could be...
I thought it was closer to eight when I looked at the store, but I'm going to look at the store now. Oh,
you know what? I think you're right, because these...
They do it across the top. They don't actually put it all on one page.
So Sorceress was part of the previous group that dropped. So it's just the other seven. So it's ailing, mauling, mending, lethal, manifesting, brain freeze, and maddening.
Actually, I thought maddening was one, or was that an EISO? Because there was one that said this psychic attack adds blah, blah, blah. And I have it already on, I don't know if it's an A or an E, but I have it already on Emma Frost. Maybe it was one particularly for her that now can be added to anybody.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because this one I think is new. And again, it's... maddening and brain freeze, they're saying, have been around before. So, okay, it is just the first five there then. Yeah. Manifesting. See, it'd be nice if,
if nice we got new some sort tag of, on it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So manifesting, lethal, mending, mauling, and ailing are the new ones.
Wasn't somebody supposed to be joining our team that would explain all this crap for us?
No.
They did not reach out this week. They were in the chat last week going, I should join the team. Yeah, you really should. Thank you. Okay, explain to me, if you know, what is an equipped protect action? Does that have to be a weapon like the Hoarfrost Mace? See, it can't be in a weapon. It has to be on a character. So does the character have protect like Wonder Bread?
Like Rescue?
Right. Or does it have to be but it says a protect action. Would it be Rescue has a protect action because she steps forward on her third level and puts up the shield. Now
I think the word equipped, when you equip it on...
there's an A. It has to go on an action. So that action has to...
Right, exactly. If you look at all of them, they say equipped. Right. All of them say equipped. Okay. But this debuff action becomes endemic. This single target melee attack...
Right, but this is a protect action. So that's the one I was trying to figure out. On individual character actions like Red Hulk, Thing, Colossus, etc.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, So, I mean, you can ignore the word equipped. It's just put there to confuse you. Protect action grants healing when attacked. So if you've got a protect, like Rescue is a good example. If you've got a protect action, then she grants healing when attacked.
Rulk.
Wonder Man, Rulk. Yep, exactly.
Although I think they nerfed Rulk. He's not, at least on defense, he's not sucking life out of me as much as he was before. I knew the word and I lost the word, but... Bulwark. He's not bulwarking. I mean, like, he protects, but then I hit him and he doesn't really hit me for the damage that he used to as far as draining health and stamina.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because I'm still seeing that happen.
Maybe he's just
won't,
the one that I'm...
He won't get health if he's got, like, a despair on him. Oh, yeah, Colossus. I mean, maybe Clairvoyant points out. Yeah, Colossus right now with Steel Curtain, that's one I'm seeing so much. Seeing the Steel, the Colossus and... Emma Frost, Phoenix 5 costumes in PvP a lot. And those are tough. They're tough tough rounds to go against with my group, with my current group. Just to cover the rest of these, because we've got them in the notes. The Ailing AISO 8, it basically makes you like a Pestilence Beast. It gives you Endemic, which is the combination of Manipulated and Paradise Lost. Okay. So... It suppresses most effects that prevent or remove debuffs, and also, does that for both allies and enemies. So, so it's going to affect. You know, basically, it is. It's like pesta beast in a in a bottle.
That's good stuff.
Mauling is a single melee, a single target melee attack applies flanked.
Here's your idea, everybody. If somebody is responding to hits, say no. Who jumps out with his level 2 every time? This might be a good one to put on him.
Right? Equipped, mending, like you said, gives heals when when somebody attacks with that protect action or attacks and gets protected. Here's the brutal one. Lethal. Yeah. The lethal AI. So this basically applies despair to all your enemies when you do an attack, but it increases the cooldown. So this is the trade-off. I've got it on Avalanche, so I've got, I'm still letting Avalanche and Null and his third thing,
yes,
which is the which is a debuff. I put it on there, and it's great. It applies despair to the entire other team. Now, usually, well, I won't say usually. A lot of the time, if the other player has the Dark Energy Blade, that's the attack that gets blocked, and then he can follow up with his ground attack and put some. Put some falling rocks on him, but it does every once in a while block despair, and that's why I still carry the Peace Pulsar rifle so that I can actually hit hit the entire other team with despair to prevent those heals.
Yeah, I did the same exact thing. I put him on Avalanche, and 9 times out of 10 it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right that Deb can dude. We had to do a whole show on the Deb because it's apparently Deb and Angrier. You know, it's
quite the combo.
Just either one. Apparently, that's the biggest complaints. I'm getting people who I've talked to, friends of mine that I haven't talked to in forever, love them to death, and they're like, "Oh my god, how the hell do I get around this stupid blade?" Which the solution is to make your attack stealthy. That's it.
Okay,
I've heard Psylocke does really well. And if you take her in, because she can Psylocke X-Force suit, because she can make the attack. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not for your agent, but if you want to take, say, Bucky in, Winter Soldier. I don't use him in PvP because he gets stopped every single time with the only attack that matters, his mines. But if you take him in with Psylocke, somehow it, I forget, I was told how it works, but I don't remember now. Mm. But basically, okay. If you can make it stealthy, you should get around the depth.
Yeah, right, exactly. One more thing, the manifesting AI so makes this attack or buff actions used on allies also apply epiphany, so yeah. Their next attack is going to be crit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, and it's 10 gold, so obviously it's not like supposed to be the big meta breaker.
Right, but if you do have if you do have a buff action that... that you apply to your whole team from one of your heroes, not of course from the agent, but one of your heroes, then that's not a bad thing to throw on there.
Yeah, and especially, again, Iron Fist got changed, so this won't work apparently. I don't have the full, I'm trying to get the notes now. I don't have the full notes yet. Apparently no patch notes until tomorrow, but somebody found some patch notes. It's not the Spec Ops 33 patch notes, apparently, or this was faked, but I doubt it because it's in the Agents Only Lounge, that they nerfed Iron Fist yet once again. His level 9 no longer says unlocks Hidden Potential, which apparently Hidden Potential lets you heal the whole team, which I thought that was the whole point of his level 9 when you did the prayer. This is the area I need clots for. But when you do his level 9, right, and he his golden...
I'm sorry, who are you talking about? I was responding to
Iron Fist. Iron Fist.
Right.
When you do the Shout Out, the prayer Shout Out, Praying yeah. Lotus. Thank you, Pride. Praying Lotus. When you do that, it turns his heal into a group heal.
Mm-hmm.
According to what somebody posted in the lounge, a screenshot where it says it changed... You know, this is how it used to read the description.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden Potential is no longer... listed as how it's supposed to read anymore. So I don't know. Somebody was saying, was that mean no group heal? I didn't get to research it. I didn't have time today, mm-hmm. but we could run into problems. But I was talking about, you know, somebody like him. If you do a group heal, which is a group buff, now you're putting epiphany on everybody. That's a pretty cool thing to have.
Yeah, for sure.
So of course, somebody, Ibbot, you're going to love this. The first thing some demented evil mind thought of was taking lethal, which the equip debuff action applies despair, and mm-hmm. put it on Kurth.
I'm like, yes,
you right. dirty bastards! No, yeah. stop that. which of course I might do after if Avalanche paid out.
Right? Why wouldn't you? You know, we got 3 days left. Might as well get some defensive ones in there.
Well, you know, I'm running.
And you're using her on offense too, right?
No, I'm actually right now. I'm running Team Electric on my defense. Mm-hmm. I'm using Beta Ray Bill and Victor Mancha and the Scrapper infused electric Boogaloo suit. I got the Bug Zapper out of a law box open.
Which oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a great weapon. Go look it up, guys, if you don't know what it is. And I teamed that with Thunderstrike and Beta Ray Bill and Victor Mancha. I'm hoping that that will be a good defense, because the, just the sheer amount of electricity that's going to be coming your way should be on par with Null Kurth and the Sky is Falling and Meteor Strikes. That I use, I'm doing Null Kurth on offense, just like you, and it's working quite well.
Cool.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If I had a sonic weapon, would it have a chance to trigger Sky is Falling more often with my agent?
I don't know. Is that...
I don't know. I haven't done enough research.
Isn't that... I mean, let me see here. Because I thought Sky is Falling was just triggered by the Sky is Falling. Once you put that debuff on, it just occurs. It's not like a... you necessarily re-trigger with a sonic item. I'm looking at it right now on the Wikia.
All ally sonic and ground attacks have 50% chance to create falling debris. So yes, there you go. See, if you just hover over the character, I wish they would create that. If I could just hover over the character and have a nice blue thing that pops up that tells me what he does.
If only there was such a thing. Yeah, I'd go on the wiki and that's what
yeah, because you know I'm here because I'm pretty, not because I know everything about the game. I'm owning that.
So you could equip an all enemies sonic weapon. There were a few that came out as part of the Venom Spec Ops, if I remember correctly. That it was like a four piece set. Yeah,
there was a shield.
There was one that breaks and prevents shields, and I was running that in PvP for a while too.
Yeah. So there you go. There's an amplified rifle. There's those kind of things for sure. I know there's stuff out there.
And just to really put a cap on something that I was talking in the chat room about, which one was it? It was the last AI so that I was talking about is not new.
Was that it?
Takes so long to kind of get back into the store and scroll over and get to those links. But come on. Game's loading slow today. Yeah, so it is the manifesting was the one that has been around. So maddening has been around, but also manifesting was one of the ones I said was new. So it's really just those first four.
I've got a new note for later in the show because I'm looking something up and then found something else.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about Spec Ops 33. So Spec Ops 33 dropped and came out yesterday. And so far, I mean, here's the thing. With PvP going on right now, this now moves into the second slot, right? It's it's like
23 days. Yeah. Because there's 23 days left.
You've got as much time as you want on the chapter, but you've got limited time on Spec Ops. PvP is number one. That's crucial. You got to do not just your five, but you also got to maintain and increase, gain ground, because these are the days you want to get into Adamantium. You don't want to wait till Friday to get into Adamantium. Right. You want to get into it now so that you can maintain and stay up there. So PvP always comes first, but now that we have a limited time thing going on, that's the other one I want to go to. That's the other thing I'm doing, Spec Ops. And Mission 1, man, it's brutal because it's forcing me to use characters that I've basically leveled on the flight deck.
Yeah.
I didn't have them ISO'd up. I didn't have any E-ISOs on them, nothing. And not having played them very much, I didn't have a real good idea of their action set and what their quote-unquote gimmick is, right? So being able to know what order you do their moves in or what you know, there's usually like you're going to do this move. And then if they have this on them, then you're going to do that. And then you're going to do this on them if they have that. I didn't know any of that stuff. So it's like, oh, Spider Gwen, let's pull her in. I remember her from doing the Spider-Verse Spec Ops and let's pull in at least Spider Girl and Molly and Carolina to some degree. I've played, used a lot in Spec Ops, in previous Spec Ops or in PvP, especially Spider Girl. So she's almost always in that group. But gotta say, I haven't done much with Kamala Khan, haven't done much with some of the other Spider-Verse characters. Yeah. So it's, you know, first thing I had to do was go through and like, all right, let's load up Chase Stein. Let's load up Victor Mancha. Let's load up some of these other characters so I can actually use them.
Yeah, Victor, I had obviously leveled him 15 and had him ESO'd out because I was using him on offense for a while. And Molly was my go-to before, so I just had to put a few ISO on her. She's 15.
Sure.
Doing that helped because I was under a mistaken impression when it said team up. I had to use these characters. And so I thought they were forcing me into – I know they're forcing us into a smaller selection, but out of that selection, I thought when it said team up, I had to use – those three characters. Mm-hmm. And it's not the case. You can pick from any of the ones available.
Yeah, it's only when you don't have the button underneath that says change that you're locked in.
Yeah. So I ended up going with Victor, Chase, and Molly just to get the runaways bonus. Mm-hmm. And not just the points bonus, but the don't die on me and the other little things that trigger because they're playing together. And that helped out a lot because I know how to play Victor really well at this point. And Molly is, you hit her third power, you hit her third power again, then you run out of energy. Rinse and repeat. That's her gimmick. Because her third power is basically she does the raspberry.
The tantrum.
And then she does the tantrum, and then that lets you punch the crap in the face until you run out of energy. And I actually have the EISO that she has a chance. She's caffeinated. So she's a chance to stay, you know, unstunned after she runs out of energy.
Right.
Which is nice. So it's okay. I've completed the first chapter and the story is a little, okay, we're doing Murder World, but we're kind of not. I don't know.
And I never, and this was a comic Avengers Academy run that I didn't read, which wasn't, you know, not the typical arcade Murder World. This is basically Hunger Games with the Avengers Academy.
Yeah.
And I haven't read that one. I know it is in Marvel Unlimited. So I'm going to check that out and just kind of get an idea for the full story. I like it when they do this because I did this with Spider-Verse. I hadn't read Spider-Verse when that Spec Ops came out. And so it was really cool to go back and read that one and then get a better idea of who some of these characters were, especially some of the enemies. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, actually.
I get that. I did that with AVX and something else I don't remember. But yeah, I'm with you. And since you mentioned it's in the app, I will absolutely go. So this is the Avengers Academy Murder World storyline.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, somebody who goes deep into movie lore. It's Battle Royale.
It basically is, yeah. Right.
Which I'm glad you know that reference. I know that reference, but not a lot of people know that reference.
Well, I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, then you know the term Battle Royale for that sort of thing.
Well, there's
right?
that, right. But there's the Asian movie where it's basically Hunger Games before Hunger Games came around.
Oh.
that's cool. I'm enjoying it. I have to say it that way because I am, but I'm not. I'm really kind of going, let's do something. Let's see what you got at the chapter two. I've progressed through the, where am I on this? Let's get to my flight deck so I can get to my mission. I've done the first research. I was able to do the first five. I wasn't even sure I was going to get to it last night because it dropped at an odd time. I was on a gig and didn't know what else was going to happen. But I was able to do the first five missions and then do the research overnight, which was 8 hours. And now where am I? I am 8 of 25. I am 2 things away from researching the cybernetic glove. So where are you so far?
I have not even started the first research. I went through and here's the big downfall when I'm sorry, you know, we said Avengers Academy, it is Avengers Arena, should have clarified. So it's Avengers Arena. There are the whole series is on here, issues 1 through 18.
Okay.
So you can check them out on Unlimited, Marvel Unlimited. So I went through the missions and here's where my downfall is in not looking and not having handy the task sheet. So I went through, did my battles, got my ISOSARS, did that, used Victor, or what was it? Chase Stein or Victor Mancha, one of those two in a battle.
Yeah.
did that. And then a whole bunch of those deploys popped up. And so I was like, all right, let's do all my deploys. Oh, yeah, they go. As soon as you put them in there, they're done.
It's
great.
Like Mario punch in a box, right?
Bling, exactly. Bling, bling, bling. Bling, bling. Right. Yeah. So I did all my deploys, and then I did whatever the next task was. And then the task was defeat X-23. And then, boom, right after that, complete 3 deploys in Spec Ops 33. So you can't do it outside of Spec Ops 33. So, yeah. So it was at that point, I'm like, screw it. I'm going to go back into some more PvP.
Somebody messaged me. That's what it was. Ree, I believe it was, who usually is in the chat room. I'm not sure if he's in there today. But Ree actually messaged me and went, hey, don't do your deploys until you get the mission, because it's one of the first missions you have to do. I'm like, thanks.
If I would have even just read that, then.
Surprise 99 says he did the deploys outside of Spec Ops.
Oh, really? It's interesting because the, and so did Robert 72. Because the task clearly says do complete 3 deploys within. Great. Then I'm going to do my deploys outside of that. And hopefully a lot of people did. Great.
That's one thing. They shouldn't mess with that. That's one of those things where, like, we've always told people, save your goo and go outside of the Spec Ops, because you can deploy everywhere.
Right.
And I get the whole, well, we don't want you going to the simulator and fighting the boss and defeating them. And
sure.
I get that. Because that is a little weird to go way outside the mission. But come on. You know, deploys, PvP battles, you already have some things outside the mission. Don't mess with that. Awesome. We do have a great graphic.
MA Clairvoyant mission 12-4-3. I'm sorry, 12-4. 3 deploys, 1 fight. Boom, doing it. Nice. Thank you, MA Clairvoyant. You rock, dude.
That is awesome.
But you already knew that because you're clairvoyant. So I'm sorry. You were about to say.
I love doing it inside of it, because it was like ding, 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 ding. Oh, click, 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 click. Done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so cool. You were saying there was a new graphic of something.
Yes, I am posting it on the From the Helicarrier Facebook page right now. It's a graphic that somebody did. I'm going to say Mark Parrott. It's in our Behind the Podcast crew. So one of the Behind the Podcast crew put it together, and that's Timmy and Mark Parrott and oh, crap. Why did it go way up top on me? It went crazy on me. So, yeah, it looks like Mark posted it. Whether he did it or not, you know, I'm not sure, but he did get it to us. But it's a graphic I'm going to post of the missions. The stuff you have to do for the
Spec Ops
missions.
Great.
And it's got good.
This is the thing that I was going to try and do on a regular basis and completely ran out of time to do it.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's just a thing. So Spec Ops 33, Masters of Evil Headhunting, Task List, and Epic Boss Deploys. And it says, Death Locket, Cammy, you need 90 CP Spider-Gwen and 90 CP Kate Bishop, according to this graphic.
Sure. And so this is in the Agents Only Lounge you're posting
Agents,
it?
Agent. Holy crap, this graphic is a little too small. I mean, it's fine, but it gives credit who at the bottom. Agent AL ISO Reaper looks like is who did this. It was just shared with us, but we reshared it. So, and that's, you know what? When you do a graphic, that's how you do it. You put your signature on it so that everybody can share it and you still get credit. Because
absolutely. Yes. So you still haven't answered my question. Are you putting this in the Agents Only Lounge, Charles?
Oh, I guess I could do that too. I put it on a regular. That's not really a question as much as something I should do.
As a demand.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Frederick DeBow, Travis Jones just found this epic Captain America Civil War poster that looks like it's from the 70s. That is amazing. I hope that's real and not just a fan done thing.
Right,
I would buy the crap out of that poster. But yes, I'm going to go put it on the Agents Only Lounge if you would like to carry on and talk about what else is going on in Spec Ops or what's next.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, part of this Spec Ops is unlocking the character Cammy. Well, and here's the thing, you know, and I kind of felt the same way, and Agent Arano's kind of sums up a really good way of looking at this in our chat room. It basically says, you know, don't poo-poo the character just because it's not a character you're familiar with. Hey, bum. because it gives you the opportunity to go into Marvel Unlimited or online or to your local comic store and pick up a couple issues and learn about that character. You know, Cammy might be a freaking brilliant character, and you can't just poo-poo her.
I like how you translated what Agent Arana said about just go in and find out. I'm not poo-pooing her. Okay, let me be specific. She actually plays well. I played with her anytime I had the opportunity. She's fun. Her weapons and her attacks are fairly easy to learn and stack together. I dug it. It's the artwork in the game. It just sometimes I get that elitist, I like certain things a certain way. And when I saw her, immediately I go back to the 1970 shows of renditions of the Martian Chronicles. And it just kind of looks like, I just got that feel instantly.
Yeah, there's
like,
a very retro Mars. Right, yeah. It's a retro Mars kind of spacesuit thing. Totally see that.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, just because it's the look. I'm sorry. Sometimes I do judge a character on their art, but it's a game based on artwork. That's right. All. I'm sure she probably has a great story, and she plays really well. She's going to be a fun character, I think.
Let's see here. So Drax the Destroyer, number one. Actually, the whole Drax the Destroyer series is a good one. It's considered her significant issues. She's got significant issues, people. I'm just trying to see if Drax the Destroyer is in. It is. There you go. So in Marvel Unlimited, read the 4-issue Drax the Destroyer storyline, and you'll get some good cameo in there, as well as like Annihilation Nova, number one from 2006. Actually, the entire Annihilation series is going to be good for this too.
All right, cool. Cool. And we apologize. You're right. You know, one of the things with the Giant Size Team Up Network, we're working on our mission statement, and that's to be aggressively positive. And I've fought that battle here. Right. And I apologize for obviously setting off Agent Arenas and because he's right. You know, when we don't know a character, we kind of go, we poo-poo on it a little bit. And we shouldn't. We should always play with the character and go from there. So, and take the opportunity to read the comics and learn more, expand our horizons. Because otherwise, I'd have been pooping all over the Spider-Verse because I'm like, there's a whole lot of arachnoids running around. I don't know any of them. So, he's right, and we apologize. Right. Or I do.
But, I'm still standing firm on
you just don't like
Scarlet Spider.
Oh, see. Okay. Yeah. No kidding. Well, that's my Cyclops. Your Scarlet Spider's my Cyclops.
Yeah,
except for different reasons.
Kind of A-bomb. I mean, I need to read. Here's the deal. I need to read some A-bomb stuff because
Agent Wiggles at the moment, because there's a little delay, so they didn't know. But at the moment, I said, that's my Cyclops. Agent Wiggles, on that note, let's talk about Cyclops. Like, yeah, well, nice. No.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read some A-bomb stuff because my only experience seeing this guy is, I know Rick Jones from the entire history of the Hulk. I'm an old guy. I've read all the old issues. So that aspect of Rick Jones and the Avengers, you know, his contributions to all the other things. And that was always the cool thing, is that Rick Jones, for the most part, was powerless, but he was so involved with all of these other superheroes. So that was kind of one of my arguments against seeing him as a superhero. Is like, oh man, the cool thing about Rick Jones was just that he was just this dude, right? He was just this guy that didn't have any powers. So yeah, okay. going to read up on A-bomb.
So there you go, everybody. Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Are you happy?
Right. You know, one more thing on Spec Ops. Actually, I can't. We'll come back to it, but in the PvP. But we talked about how the Spec Ops research item might be more powerful than the stuff you can get for gold. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look and see if that's the case. But we can move on to PvP and how you set it up, which is, are we going to make it? I don't know.
I know. It's I'm at 13-something right now. Let's see, 13... 26 right now, so I'm just eking into the top 6%. I think I can make it and hold strong in Adamantium. Where are you at? Let me see. Let's take a look at the ladder, shall we, people?
Because I'm in a battle right now. Because I was like, hey, we haven't actually done anything with the game for a minute. I'm going to get into a battle. The second I get to a battle, let's look some stuff up.
Let's look stuff up. Yeah, great. So Uncle George, we'll see. Now I Uncle George is at 1893, so good for him.
Nice.
Always like to check on Uncle George.
I don't understand how they do that. And now I'm asking pride. How
does what?
How you get that high so fast and stay there, because I'm asking pride.
And oh, you and I are neck and neck. You're at 1347. I'm at whatever I just said, 1330 something.
Yeah,
so
we're very close to each other.
We're very close. It's a race.
I don't care as long as we make it, man. I'm not until the last minute. I'm not going to yell, "Leave me, just leave me." No, you better take me across that line, you bastard. Drag me up. So Pride 909, who I talk with often during the week, he asked him, and I won't reveal it necessarily, but I asked him how many battles he has, because he's standing in the 2000s. I want to say 2200 somewhere in there, and he's got over 300 battles. And I remember that reminds me of Nikolai, who used to put in just tons of battles as well.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I think I'm in the 150 range, so approximately half of what they're doing.
I've done 101 attacks officially, so I'm low on my attacks. I need to just go through and spend a couple hours just bam, 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 one PvP after another, and you know, use up some of my my challenge points and stuff.
Now, Aranos is saying that the anniversary items threw this meta into chaos. So do you think this is Sparta and Impending Doom? I think Impending Doom was the name of the gun weapon they put out. Do you think that's changing some of the meta?
I don't know. I think it's the suits with three ISOs for sure. That helps.
Yes. Yes, that could be exactly where he's referring to.
And it could be some of these. I mean, I'm going to say it's these new AISOs like Lethal. We're going to start seeing Lethal on every freaking Kurth. Everyone out there.
I'm trying to decide on Endemic, which is 30 gold, and Lethal, which is, I believe, also 30 gold, because I'm right at 30 gold right now. And I was like, dang it. Do I buy another Lethal to put on Kurth and put her on defense? Or what do I do here? I'm not sure. What would you do? Would you buy two Lethal, or are you interested in Endemic? As far as
I did buy Lethal and put Lethal on... and put Endemic on who? On
Kurth. I don't know who you put Endemic on, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not putting... Right. I'm not using... I'm using Null and Avalanche on offense. On defense, I'm using...
Can't you... No, you can't clear Meteor Storm, can you? You can only be immune to magic. You cannot clear Meteor Storm. Right. So on our team that we're both running right now, Endemic doesn't really matter.
No, but I am running Colossus. It's funny. I was running Colossus and Doctor Strange, cause that was a team that caught me off guard and, did really well. However, it's not doing great, and I'm not surprised it's not doing great, but I'm going to put Mending on Steel Curtain, on Colossus's Steel Curtain for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, I'm getting out of this battle. I'm going to check my ratings. I did buy an E3 Bruiser suit, and I, of course, put Elite, the Scrotum ISO on. I don't remember the other two I put on, but they made sense. I think I bought one of the new ones that, single target attacks put grit on. Not gun attacks, but single target attacks will do grit. So I did add that to my suit, and I put... Strong-willed. I've got a strong-willed. I'm definitely putting that on my suit, which is resistant to psychic and including psychic attacks, including mental anguish. It's not immune, but you're resistant. Mm-hmm. That's definitely helped out going up against a few enchantresses that I've seen. Definitely the curse that I've seen. It helps out. I definitely, they're saying in the chat room that possibly the weather control device is going on sale.
Or the cube,
which.
Yeah.
I'd rather the weather control device.
I'm still trying to decide. I'm taking Dr. Strange off defense, but I'm not sure who to put in his place. Maybe I go with Emma, because Emma is brutal. Yeah, we'll see.
So here's what's interesting. You said you're at 120-something on attacks, right?
No, 101 attacks.
101 attacks, and you're at 1340. I just cleared a 1359. Mm-hmm. 218 attacks.
Wow.
So I don't... No, and I did change my team mid-stride. Yeah, no, I kind of feel that way. Wow, you suck. And I'd love to know if it's a meta thing, if it's a broken thing, if it's a server thing, because I'm not that far behind Pride 909 on attacks, and he's been in Adamantium for a good week now.
Right.
So it's no excuses. My defending team has actually been doing fine. And I mean, I have under negative 50 losses as far as points loss every day. Sure. Every once in a while, it's actually up. But I see sometimes I see single digit losses, but the most double digit was negative 30 something. So it's not like I'm getting just slaughtered on defense yet. I'm sure game day, everybody gets slaughtered on defense. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. Part of it I did notice. So I come into, say, negative 30 loss, right? But I dropped down a whole league because more people jumped in. And I guess where I was in the middle, the more people that jumped into the pool, which makes the percentage change, right? Right. And slides you down a little bit further from adamantium.
Well, here's the question.
Yeah.
So are you, when PvP first started up, did you adjust your team right away, your defensive team right away, or did you leave what was in there before?
I think I left what was in there before.
And I think that makes a difference.
Halfway through.
Yeah, you're going to want to make sure that if you want some of those defensive wins early on, then adjust your team because the meta always changes between PvP seasons. And if you're still running Spider Girl and whatever, right, Iron Fist, know that those got nerfed. Take them out. Figure out the current meta and put them in as soon as you can. And then that'll start giving your positive points earlier because you're going to be, it's going to be a lot of people with lower matchmaking that are going to be going up against your powerhouse defensive team. So that'll help raise you up a lot quicker initially.
So do you ever think about putting Null Kurth on defense? Because I've thought about that once or twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've thought about it. What I usually do is I just go with the team that seems to hit the hardest against me. And that's why I was using Colossus and Doctor Strange, because there was a team that they just kept healing. It was like heal after heal between the Phoenix 5 and Terracing Boost. And I'm sure the agent had something. It was like I could not take those guys down, and they ended up slaughtering me. And so I thought, you know what? That's a really cool team. I'm going to try it for a while. It was about one win to every 10 losses. So I'm swapping them out.
Yeah.
But you just got to make adjustments and stuff.
See, now here's this kind of to my point of everybody seems to have a different experience. Pry 909 is saying, if you're an Ada or adamantium, I should say Ada, I'm sorry. That's the other thing comes out. You get Ada. Attacked. It's Gatorade, so why is it Ada? You get attacked less on that end because people are already comfortable where they are. People are agreeing with him, but other people say it's not like that at all, including Agent Arenos, who says that's not true. I'm an Ada, and I get dozens of defensive battles within 2 hours. So everybody seems to be having a different experience, which is odd to me in this level, because it's a matter of who attacks you and who doesn't. It's not a matter of your team build necessarily, unless I guess that plays into the numbers on the back end trying to match you up. Maybe your team build's similar to others and his isn't.
Right.
I don't know is my ultimate answer. It's a little, I get with everybody else, it's a little frustrating. But to answer, we were talking about the Spec Ops item being more powerful than the PvP gold item. So for 2 gold, you can buy the collector's item. It's Patsy, which is an even 23,437 on offense and defense. And for under items, we need provisions. And for the provision kit, which you can buy for silver, it is an even 21,306. So while it does not outweigh what you get for the gold, it's still a really cheap alternative to patch your items.
Right, and it outweighs last season's gold items is the key.
Yes.
It doesn't beat the current gold items, but it does beat the previous gold items.
That's 21.3. Let's see. Which I think you're correct. I'm just going to verify that really.
If it follows, if it's following the previous.
Right.
Like the Voodoo Elixir was the previous one, right? And that's 21,306. So it matches. I should say that. That's what it matches the previous.
Okay. Which it has outranked in the past. I mean, we stopped buying gold items because there was a gold two gold item like the It's Patsy collector's item, right?
Right, right, right.
And then they dropped Spec Ops, and we researched, and all of a sudden, it was in the Maddening one, too, because it was the Maddening thing. All of a sudden, for 2,000 silver and who cares, the purple coins, you could buy and fill out your entire thing that outstripped the gold.
Correct, yeah. So for the current silver, the silver purchasable item has the same specs as the Kraven the Hunter PvP gold items.
So you don't have to spend your gold, you can just...
Correct. Just spend your silver. Yep. Gotcha. Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Cool. All right. Well, let's move on, shall we?
We shall.
We talked about the new ISOs. Let's talk about MA anniversary, their May anniversary. Today was gold. We've got two more days left, and then it's no more Shush Duck.
Oh, I'm gonna miss that duck.
Kind of gonna miss Shush Duck too. I love getting CP and gold. I mean, the weapons are like, meh. All right. I already had just a Sparta. It's not a great weapon as it is, but you know what? It's free. It's something else. If nothing else, you can sell it and get some silver.
That's
right.
Yeah, if you take the time. I was like,
way to look at it. Yeah,
I haven't done that in a while, but the last was 4 million silver is tomorrow, I think, or the last day. I can't remember. It's one of the,
Last day, isn't it? Yeah.
It's so. I still have 32 gold, and that's after buying a bruiser suit. And now, okay, I did buy a little bit of gold because I was like, I need that bruiser suit. Buying a bruiser suit, buying one of the new EISOs to go with that suit, and a few electro lock boxes because I just got tired of waiting.
Oh, Charles.
Well, you know, my electro's going to level 6 right now.
You know, why not? Should we have a real quick quick live lockbox?
Do it.
Let's see if I can actually say it. Should we have a real quick live lockbox opening? I still don't have Electro, and I've been stockpiling lockboxes.
He was a little...
Sparking lockboxes.
Obviously, for me, he was a little frustrating to chase down.
Yeah.
For sure, because I was like, I've watched videos of people playing him and saw the stuff, and actually had a discussion about it today about the best way to use him. I still need to unlock some of his powers, which I've been putting him through the simulator to get that done, along with Colleen Wing. They're my two focus right now. But even at level 2, he's a lot of fun. He is so much fun. So you're going to open? Cool.
I'm going to open. So hold on. I had somebody ask if we started earlier again this week. No, we just had daylight savings time, people.
That's all those things.
All right, so I've got 93 lock boxes to open. I have a full bar for comic cover number 6, so this first one should be a brand new cover. Should be comic cover number 6. And indeed it is. It is number 3 of 8, so I've still got 7 and 8 to get here. Nothing really much in here. Oh, great. Some napalm. Level 4 napalm and lots of it. Fantastic. Thank you for all that. So now we're working on comic cover number 7, completely empty bar. And we get a duplicate. No surprise there. Continue. Open 10. What will you get? I will get another new one. Hey, check it out. As well as...
I hate you. No. Ugh.
I get the strong arming augmented ISO 8, the Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Stretch punch applies restrain. So I'll be applying that. I'll be putting that on Reed. All right. So here we go. We've got 63 lock boxes left and a completely empty bar for comic cover number 8.
And you have to have 8 total if you have to fill it up, right?
Right. Exactly. So
come on. You can do it in 6.
You can do it in 6, baby. Come on. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Duplicate. Continue. Open 10.
Did you get your 40 from the task?
Yes, I sure did. Got that today. I got the bug zapper. Another bug zapper too.
See, I didn't have the bug zapper before. So when I got that and the thunder strike or the roaring thunder hammer. Not roaring thunder. Roaring thunder is the wand. I got the freaking lightning hammer as well. So that's it's awesome. They good weapons in these lock boxes this time.
Nice. And I also got the emerging AISO for Moonstone on this box too. Nice. So look at all this AISO dropping in the boxes. Have I seen that before? And just
no, I think that's new this time. I think it's new to Electro.
Another duplicate. Oh boy. Oh boy, people. 33, three sets of 10 left to open here. What do we got? We've got another duplicate. Uh-oh. We've got...
Come on.
Come on, baby. New Marvel Tales, whatever, issue 2 of 8.
while I'm jealous, I am very happy for you, sir.
Electro has been recruited. And what did I have left? What I have to spare there? 13 luck boxes left. So how about that? Unlike Boomerang, where I still have 82 unopened Boomerang locked boxes. And maybe now's the time. Now that they've...
I wonder if they retro... Yeah, I was about to say, I wonder if they retro prizes, you know, and you might get ASO out of that.
Let's actually open up some Boomerangs just to see. That's a really good point. Maybe it's a really good idea to save those. And,
now, while you're doing that, I want to address, there is an exploit going on that I refuse to use, and I would hope that all you refuse to use as well. But if you put Electro into PvP and the Thunder Strike, thank you, Smurf Bunny, for telling me the hammer name, the Thunder Strike, it'll freeze your game. Now, like if you put on defense, if you come across that right. defense, as soon as the agent uses the Thunder Strike, which the Thunder Strike has a chance to counter anyone with who has static shock applied to them. The level 2 quick action on Electro is apply static, his level 1 applies static shock. But he does something. There's something else that does something. I forget exactly how it works.
But it freezes the game.
It freezes the game.
And forces the opponent to refresh.
That's right. So I he's not leveled up high enough for me to throw him into PvP anyway by empower leveling him as fast as I can. But until they fix it, and it'll work in PvE as well. So if you take that just playing through any of the missions, you can lock your own game. Because it'll do that. So,
and that makes you a real jerk bag.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I opened all of the Boomerang boxes and didn't get any ISO. So I don't know if they. I don't think they retro.
Oh, that's retro. Disappointing.
And see, that would be such a great thing to be able to send your allies is lock boxes for characters they haven't won yet. It's like, all right, you know, I got my character. I still have 48 lockboxes left. I'm going to send them to Charles or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We've mentioned that before, or a trading market or something.
Right. Something. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So let's move on to MA2. Some stuff going on there. Spec Ops 1 is continuing on there with Ant-Man as the prize. Have you gotten Ant-Man yet?
Oh, hell no. I haven't beat the first mission. Although since last week we talked about how they changed the difficulty, I got in and got all the way up to the boss of the first mission, but then still had difficulty. And I've been tied up with MAA, honestly, with trying to get PvP done and MAA1. So it's really a get in. I play my PvP on MAA2. If I have time, I do the task because, you know, missing 5 gold sucks. Free 5 gold. And maybe I'll play a little Spec Ops, but I really haven't had the time to chase Spec Ops.
And you'll
Ops
have
down.
Time after this PvP.
Yeah,
after MA1 PvP,
will be
PvP
done,
is
and
done.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be easier.
Yep, cool. Also, speaking of that, MA PvP is still going on with Miles Morales, Spider-Man as the winnable. I actually, he's not really an alternate of these existing Spider-Man, obviously, but we do have the 3 Age of Ultron alternate uniforms, alt uniforms for, who is it? Hulk, Captain America, and Iron Man. And yes. I actually did get one out of a power core.
Nice.
Got Captain America, and I've been leveling him up. He's a bruiser as opposed to the regular Captain America, who is a tactician.
Okay.
So I've been leveling him up. We'll see how he does. But it's interesting. I mean, it's cool to see that you can get those, you know, easily out of those containers as well. So
I in PvP in MAA2, I went up against a double captain team. So it was very interesting. I still won, but it was like, oh, well, that's weird.
It was interesting.
It took
me
a second. I was like, oh, wait, no, that's a different uniform. And okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. And right now, Black Widow. If you've got Black Widow, there is, and I don't know the exact specs on what you put on. I think it's the ISO that makes her start out stealthy. If you put that on her, then she can almost one-shot the entire other team in her first attack. So if you've got Black Widow, you may want to pick her up Or you may want to start leveling her up and ISOing her that way.
Are you talking about the alt?
No, no, there's no alt, like just her regular Black Widow. Yeah, do you have Black Widow?
No, I want though. She's a rare.
Yeah,
she's the quick kill. If you see her against you, you do.
You take her out first.
She's
yeah.
the reason I put the ISO on any. I can't remember which character. It might be Hawkeye, but at least one of my characters in PvP always has the ISO that lets me attack defended people and attack people who are stealthy. Because she comes in and she stealths up really quick, and usually somebody puts a protector with her.
Yep.
And oh my god, if you can't touch her, it's very frustrating to see her come across and just rip you to shreds.
Totally.
Yeah, although very satisfying, because finally, not only do we have a good female character to play in any game. I mean, yes, Wasp is good also, but Black Widow in our game in MAA1 has just been fun, but you know, not marriage potential. Just saying.
not in love with her. But no.
No, so I am in love with her in MA too. I'm very glad how they did that. So, and Unbroken. I mean, very balanced. If you can hit her, you can kill her. But is it getting to her first before she gets to you is the hard part.
Right. Right. Yeah, for sure. And if she's got stealthy, then good luck with that. You're gonna have to have those, like you mentioned, the ISO that lets you attack stealthy characters. Marvel Avengers Academy. We're on the second phase of their gamma event with A-Bomb and Red Hulk and the leader. So now is the week where you can recruit Red Hulk if you get 150 red gamma blockers. And
did you recruit A-Bomb?
I did recruit A-Bomb.
So I missed out.
You did, okay.
But here's the good news. So
don't worry, you didn't miss much. He's
you're just trying to get the hate mail.
No, I'm just saying that he's... They don't give you a lot of tasks for... Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they do. Okay, so in Avengers Academy, it's Sims, Marvel Sims is what it is. So like with Enchantress, I have her, and she gets a task once every so often.
Yeah.
You know, they do focus on the Avengers period for most of the tasks. So I get what you're saying. So when you recruit somebody, it's not like MAA, where you're like, oh, let's fight with them. Let's do this. It's no, let's see if they get a Sim task. Okay, they do. Send them off and do it. It's kind of fun to watch. Right. I missed out mostly because last week during the show, I had the bright idea of getting it on my phone so I could check in, right?
Yes.
And I didn't tell anybody else. I told Evan about this. So I tried to sync it to my tablet and did it the wrong way because I was doing the show and wasn't paying attention, and dummy me tried to do something new while I'm doing the show. So it lets you sync it one way or the other. This is my new device or this is my old device. Yeah. And I did – so old device would be the one you're playing the game on. And so I did it the wrong way. So I went to open my tablet, brand new, just Loki sitting there waiting to be recruited. I'm like, no. I mean, not that I love the game, but come on. I'm still kind of playing it. And it was like, well, you should reach out to Tiny Co's support team.
Right.
Because I've heard they're really good.
On Reddit, they respond to everything instantly. I mean, it's, you know, you look at other games that do Marvel properties, and they don't respond as quickly to issues. Not naming any names, but yeah. Yeah.
So instead of going to Reddit or finding them directly, I was on my tablet at the time. I went, well, let me see what's in the game. And there's a help button and there's a contact us right there in the help button. And so I put in my email and put in my problem, said, look, you set it up. You actually did it well. You know, the buttons are very clearly marked. I just wasn't paying attention. Is there any way to restore my save game? Right. And then I put it away, and I checked it a few hours later, and the game was still there. I didn't know how they'd contact me or what the deal would be, and who knows? I mean, if it's a single save game and I overwrote it, there might not be any way to restore it. Well, I never heard from them directly, but the next morning, and who knows when it happened, because I just checked it the next morning, opened up, boom, there's the leader, and there's A-Bomb and everything else, but I'd run out of time to get A-Bomb because I messed up. But I am saying
they did at least restore.
Oh yeah, the whole game was right where I left it. They put it back so it very quickly. So good on them and their tech support. Very good.
Yeah, Tiny Co is really good about responding, and they're always on the Reddit for Avengers Academy. So they're chiming in. They're actually paying attention to what people complain about, and hopefully they address it.
Ooh. Somebody just mentioned something in the chat room. Going back to MAA, because I've been hearing things about Angrier being impossible to hit. And I was like, yeah, I've gone up a couple, and he can be frustrating. His heal is insane. that dude heals constantly, and he can heal everybody else. Not as a group, but yeah, it's very, very painful to go up against him sometimes if he's ISO'd right. And somebody just mentioned, hey, would you rather see Elite ISO on Anger or Intangibility? And Intangibility might be the one that I've seen people go up against where he just dodges everything, because I would have to say most of his attacks are magic based and they're healing based, or they're some kind of, you're covered in dead soul, you know, all the different ones he does are not aggressive attacks necessarily. So I'm wondering if they have that intangible EISO on him so that as long as he doesn't do an attack that can make him hittable, he's
right. Unhittable. He just stays. Yeah, that'd be
which
interesting.
Is just vomit worthy. Right there. It's just, I mean, it didn't even make me go, ooh, I should get him and do that. It makes me go, oh, that's just, no. But it might be. It might be what happened.
Yeah. So. Interesting. Okay. You also had something here you wanted to talk about Disney Infinity. Oh, yeah. This is cool.
So I don't have Disney Infinity 3.0 because of my kids.
Sure.
Because they won't play it 2.0.
Because they spend all my money.
Yeah. Well, that too. My daughter and Pokemon. We talked about that on Breaking the Panel.
Yeah.
But Infinity, they don't play their Infinity 2.0. And I don't have time to come down. Theirs is set up in the basement because I have my own Xbox One. They have my old 360 in the basement. And I don't come down and play it. So I don't play it either. But I'll be damned. And I wasn't that interested in all the Disney version stuff of it. And Star Wars, while it's cool, it doesn't attract me like Marvel does. Mm-hmm. So 3.0 didn't have attraction until now with the Marvel Battlegrounds playset.
Right.
Which is in Disney 3.0. Four-person battle arena.
It's a brawl, yeah.
It's a brawl. That just sounds awesome.
And they've also added three new characters. Well, four. There's a new version of Captain America, the Civil War version. And you know what? That thing actually looks like Chris Evans. It's great. Yeah, it's a great sculpt. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've also added Vision, Black Panther, and Ant-Man to their regular character lineup. I might need those for my shelf. I have a Disney Infinity shelf over there that's got all the characters.
And that's another reason why I don't have Disney Infinity, because it's like, I want to play with it, but I don't want to play with it at the same time.
Well, here's the thing. I think this is kind of, for me, the new Funko Pop. I really like the stylization of those characters.
Yeah, they are good.
So they're collectible. I see them as just collectible statues as opposed to something that I'd actually play a game with. But they're really cool.
Yeah, and I know some of these figures are not new, but they're still really cool. They're on the advertisement here. Mm-hmm. Ultron looks really good. Black Suit Spider-Man and Hulkbuster looks really good. I knew they had Rocket Raccoon, and he's cool, but he's not as good a sculpt. Actually, he's a really good sculpt.
Are you sure about Black Suit Spider-Man? There's Venom.
It's the way it's listed here, it says Black Suit Spider-Man on the
ad. Maybe that is something new, because that's one I hadn't seen before. Or it could be an in-game
And I see him in-game. It might be an in-game alt, but I see in-game in the advertisement on it. Mm-hmm. On infinity.disney.com, it's, as you scroll down, he's sitting on a wall as Black Suit Spider-Man and shooting web. And then later I see Venom. Not in the same shot, though. But Venom is Venom, right? He doesn't change to Black Suit Spider-Man, does he?
No.
So then, yeah, it must be either an alt or a new character.
Or a new figure. Interesting. Figure, yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. We are now on to where everybody else gets to talk. So let's see. Let's do Prokeprof, and he has promised Ares delivery.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood Pokeprof, and we've got a bit of a special segment this time around. Agent Raimi has requested an analysis on a specific hero, and deliver I shall. Being one of the original breakers of the meta back when he was first introduced, this God of War is capable of being one of the better allies to have in a fight. An all-around powerful warrior, let's get a bit more detailed about Ares. One thing that must be made perfectly clear should you be thinking about recruiting the God of War to your team is that he is not a high damage based hero. His entire kit works around the idea of supporting his allies through debuffing their enemies, while also giving them the ability to join in on attacks. He does his job by working in his bleeding effects, sporting a way to get around healing foes with an AoE Despair, and being one of the first heroes back in the day to gain the ability to remove buffs from his foes. There are very few situations where the god won't find himself useful in some fashion. His ISOs also make him even more frightening. You can have Ares work towards being more of a real damage dealer with his Desperate ISO, allowing Herc's half-brother to be able to do much more damage the lower health he is. Maybe a battle of attrition is more your style, though, in which case the AISO that allows his blade to leave his flows with the maximum stacks of bleeding wounds might be a better option. I personally think that, regardless, you should get the ISO that allows Ares to apply disadvantage in battle, especially after the effect got buff, to counter more than just the class of your foe. The God of War is a powerful ally who works well in just about any team. His ability to apply a wide array of debuffs to his foe make it difficult for anyone to fight him on fair ground, and in the right setup, even the likes of the Worthy can be left to fear his blade. Should you look for someone who is more about supporting you in battle by cutting your foes to ribbons, then Ares is the perfect pick for you. Now, before I let you back to the hosts, agents, I have another question to ask y'all. I'm currently working on the next breakdown video, and a thought occurred to me. Some of the heroes in the Alliance change their skill set and abilities greatly when you use them in different uniforms. As some of you might know from my content, I like to cover everything about a hero when I do a breakdown on them, but I think it might be going a little overboard considering how different some of these alts can be and how much detail I would have to go in on it. So here's what I want to know. Do you think it would be better to cover the uniforms that change a hero drastically in a completely different video? Or should I keep it all together, even if it might inflate the length of a video to be a longer than 10 minutes and whatnot? Head back to the Helicarrier and discuss with our hosts, so I can gauge the feedback.
So, cool. Good question.
I'd say make it longer and include the alts, because you know, chances are there's going to be one, maybe two alts for a character that are the go-to, and it's probably just going to be the new alt with the different classes, right? So I would say between those two, go with a longer video and cover the alts for that character.
I also think that only if it's going, just like here, he goes, this AISO does this EISO does that, and he gives it really to the point. So if it's not going to drastically change from getting Infiltrator or Blaster, cover the one and say an Infiltrator, the only thing it really changes is bam, just perfect, straight to the point.
It's great suggestion.
Dude, that's good. I need to go watch the new King dropped a video today apparently about all the electric toys and what they can do with the agent. And that's of course the defense I'm running. King After Dark is what we're talking about. So before we get to the King, we've got a new segment that we've got. I finally got it to work today. So this is from Agent Anado.
Oh, cool.
Hello, all. Anado here, and it's good to see you can be here for today's segment on the podcast. Last week, I had given a hint at what I was going to unveil today. So to make it clear, Civis Pacem, Para Bellum is Latin for, if you want peace, prepare for war. Anybody who's anybody knows what I'm referring to. And if you don't, well, this week I wanted to cover something very, very special. At first, I thought about not doing this, being afraid that what I might give away will be nerfed. But since the occasion seems right, I figured what the hell. This character hasn't gotten enough praise in the game, and since Season 2 of Daredevil is coming this Friday, there's no better time to talk about the killing machine that is the Punisher. Now, ever since I read comics, Punisher has always been my favorite comic book character, if not favorite comic book character of all time. The guy is capable of some crazy stuff. So once he was announced for the game a few years ago, I was really excited to see what they could bring to the table. At the time of his release, he didn't offer too much as he was sometimes difficult to use. But with a few changes to the game over the years, he does have the potential of being a powerhouse, if not the most powerful hero in the game. So let's see how we can make him live up to the name Punisher. To begin, he will need a few requirements. First, his prepared and powered ISO is key to using him in a fight. Allowing him to change to the attacker's counter class before being attacked, this will give Frank the upper hand as he will gain a class bonus, improving his fighting style. Punisher really is all damage. When I run him, I use something to help increase his stats, whether it be the Sandy or the Inspire in the ISO. Next, one of my favorite AISOs in the game, Sharpshooting, must be equipped to his level 1. This AISO will increase the damage of the next ranged attack, and seeing as Punisher is a fan of guns, yeah, it's going to be pretty big. Following that, it is completely necessary that you have the upgraded AISO, as this will add Exploit Attrition, Exploit Corruption, and Brutal Strike to his battle ban. I will mention that in order to make Punisher even stronger, he needs to be at level 15. This will allow him to gain one of the multiple class benefits depending on which class he's in. Now, I know I didn't cover everything on the character, but that is because I have collaborated with the Kingfisher to bring you a very special video focusing on not just Punisher's capabilities, but as well as his team-ups. So make sure you check out the Kingfisher 745 channel this week for Punisher Danger Zone. As for my build, check out the FTH Facebook page to see it all there. That's all for this week. Until next time, this was the Antidote saying, stay safe and happy hunting.
So yeah, when he sends me the build, we will get that put up on the Facebook page for sure.
Cool. Some audio compression going on there. So next time you record one of those, great segment. But next time you record one, don't do whatever compression you were doing on that, because that's what's going to create those audio artifacts that you're hearing in there. But other than that, great, yeah. great. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's his face as the Punisher this week. What's his face from Walking Dead? how long has it been since? What the hell was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I mean, I know when people say it, but I can't remember. And you know the chat room's going to get it.
Shane. Shane.
Yeah, but the actor.
Those crazy earlobes. Oh, I can't remember the actor's name. Yeah.
But it's going to be so looking forward.
Get back in the house, Carl.
All right, here comes All Hail the King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, for today's segment, we have a lot to talk about. First of all, of course, there's a brand new spec op. And with that came quite a few updates. Now I have noticed there is some concern over a few nerfs, and they really didn't bother me at all, but I'm not going to put down anyone else's concerns. If it bothers you, then you should definitely let people know about it. I'm also going to echo your sentiments, even though magic warding being changed, I think that's the main problem people have. Well, it's actually, okay, I don't want to necessarily say it, but in my mind, it's kind of a good thing. It's a tough position to be in. I don't want to step on any toes. And I'm certainly open to any arguments. But when they started making things completely immune to something, or severely hampering someone's damage, the same thing goes for melee attackers right now. It hurts characters, and they usually go too far with it. So maybe the next characters that'll come back will be melee ones. I mean, other than Spitfire and a few other really awesome ones that are still viable. Personally, I hated having to equip the Skeptic, especially on defense.
Yeah.
And now I'm just going to take it out. Plus, I hated having to run someone like Pestilence Beast if I wanted to use a certain team. And speaking of that, with the new updates, there are incredible AISO. I'm talking game-changing ones. The first two I bought were the Ailing and Lethal, and these two are just so good. It can't even be overstated. Characters with an AoE debuff, like yes, Pestilence Beast, can be equipped with the Lethal AISO, and now the equipped debuff applies Despair. That's going to be pretty nasty on Beast. The other AISO I got, the Ailing, basically mimics the Scroll of Rudimaroth and Beast. And so you could put that on Kurth, for example. You know she's going to use Fear Me. And so there you have it. I'm not going to go down the list of characters with debuffs, or everyone with an AoE debuff, but it's pretty extensive. And this opens up a lot of really sick possibilities. That's not to mention the mauling AISO that applies flank to a single target melee attack, or the mending, which has equipped protect action grants healing when attacked. Think of Colossus. Or maybe you don't want to replace his, so Rescue or someone like that. I didn't get it yet, so I haven't really thought about it too much, but it can definitely be annoying. Then there's also a brand new EISO, the Complex Maneuver, and that says chance to make your next action unable to be interrupted. Now it does say chance, so I'm not 100% sold on it, but with the Dark Energy Blade and so on, it may be worth getting. Then as far as his Spec Op hero and the Spec Op itself, well, right now, Cammy is pretty underwhelming. And yes, it may just be an example of her not having ISO, but her level 1 and follow-up attack so far don't do any damage. Other than her blast mine, I don't know if I like her. Right now, I'm kind of predicting that she's just going to be another hero that sits on the bench, which is unfortunate. The spec up, then, is also kind of ridiculous. We hate the ISO sores.
Oh, yeah.
And then it has restricted missions. Some of you may be disappointed to hear, but I took in Victor Mancha to the final boss fight, and the infinite turn ISO sore took him down before we even got an action. Oh, then it started on Cammy, I believe. Took her like halfway down, and I think still injured my final character. So we ended up having to do the fight again.
Yeah, it happened.
Now that really hurts a mission score. I thought the mental anguish guy was bad, but that just took the cake. I don't know what they're thinking with these ISO sores. But since we don't have a ton of time left, we're going to start talking about Electro. I had so many ideas for this guy. Now, unfortunately, the Revolt 5 is broken because of the quick action change. Or else, could you imagine giving your agent Livewire and firing 6 shots, all causing static charge? Well, at least we still have another idea, like maybe trying out the Rook. And then using characters like Gambit, how about Molly Hayes? Maybe even Moon Knight now. Mm. We're going to use at least 2 of the 3, Molly and then probably Gambit. But the other thing I wanted to point out before we end the segment is besides Supercharge on his multifunction, he also has Surge, an AoE debuff. We were just talking about the ailing and lethal AISO. So we can put either one of these on this ability. Now for me, it's probably going to be the ailing. First of all, we already have the Ionic Devourer. And imagine, you use that ability from Electro, and it suppresses most effects that prevent or remove debuffs. So take that Mystic Shroud, you're not going to be removing those static charge or electric effects. And it just should be a good time. So yeah, tune into the All Hail the King episode to check it out. And as far as today's segment, that's going to be it. So thank you all for listening. Now I'll send it back to the host.
So I would disagree with the King on one point. And Cammy, I thought her quick action that gives her basic combat awareness.
Oh, yeah.
And then, no, the one, not the shield's okay.
Shield's okay. The second
The glowing ball is a quick action. It gives her like combat awareness. And then the one below that, you put it on an enemy, it gives them flanked. I like putting flanked on people. It's always an easier thing to deal with. I thought stacking those two together as her first attack really helped set the tone for the game. Now, her first level attack, which is a gun, it does okay. And I think it is an issue of it, her not being ISO'd up with just boost your attack and health and all that, or AISO, you know, to boost that particular attack. And the same with her level 9, she does 2 or 3 hits and kick somebody in the face. It's okay. It's not epic, but I thought her quick actions in the middle were actually very viable, including the blaster mine was a cool effect. So that's me.
Yeah. No, makes sense. I haven't played with her that much to get a real feel for, but should be in the next couple of days. I'll take a break from PvP and go for it.
Okay. Here's a thing from PokeProf. PSA, which is public service announcement, for the infinite ISO sores, use Squirrel Girl / Gwen. Exhaust screws them over hard.
Mm.
Oh, there you go.
Makes sense, yeah. That's a good
pro tip right there.
For sure.
That Electro, man, I am so excited about all the potential with Electro, and now he's talking about Endemic on it. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. So there's definitely some ways to go there. I believe now it is time, unless I'm missing something, for From the Field. I do have one bit of news for you, Emmett, that you would like.
Sure.
I think you're going to be interested in. The Sonic Knife, if you have that in your armory, because we found out, you know, Sonic has a chance to trigger Sky is Falling. The Sonic Knife has a chance to counterattack AoE and single enemy attacks. And the Sonic Knife is, of course, Sonic. And right. I use Deb, I do. You know, it's one of those things you play with the meta. And Deb gives you a chance for an extra attack. So I use the Sonic Knife from time to time just as a regular attack because I have my other stuff's already been used and it's locked out for that round. So I did a Sonic attack on the Invisible Woman. She did the invisible thing and dodged. And then Sky's Falling hit her and she died. Sonic Blade. I call it Sonic Knife. See, Smurf Bunny's got my back. Sonic Blade. Okay. So if you have that, you might consider putting in one of your slots. That's what replaced the Skeptic for me today. Mm-hmm. I just replaced it just now as we're talking. And it's actually had some pretty good results in PvP. So there you go.
That's a good call. All right. I'm pulling it up right now in another window so I can focus on From the Field. Agent Collis wrote in, said, I've just bought Kate Bishop, and I was wondering if Hawkeye's Avengers alt would work with her. Not just Avengers Age of Ultron alt. Would cooperative defense work, seeing as she's an Avenger as well? If not, which alt for Hawkeye do you recommend getting? I've seen the video on her, and I really enjoyed it, so thank you. By the way, I frequently watch all your videos, and I love them, so thank you for everything. I look forward to your reply. That's a really good question. I don't think that she will get the Avenger, the cooperative defense thing, because there's a lot of people listed as Avengers in their team-up bonuses that aren't necessarily Avengers.
I'm pretty sure it's only the five Avengers that were launched as Avengers that had those team-ups when the first movie came out. Because they were launched, and then they got alts immediately with that movie.
Right.
So I think it's only the Avengers alt that gets that bonus, much like the X-Force alt or Guardians of the Galaxy alt. However, putting her with Taskmaster is a lot of fun because they play off each other with the arrows. I did take one. I took a free-for-all Sunday with AOU, Hawkeye, Kate, and then Taskmaster, and if it triggers, the RNGesus has to be smiling on you for it to happen, but it can happen if the numbers line up just right. You fire with Taskmaster, and the other two jump in, and then they start firing off of each other, just extra arrows, and it's much like a rocket Union Jack or Noir.
Really, just start playing off each other. Yeah, that's right.
But it didn't happen nearly as much as the Rocket Noir Union Jack trio.
The second part of the question, which Hawkeye do you recommend? Definitely Heroic Age. That one is that's the one that has the chance of like just pounding out arrows in his first attack and, the Adamantium Volley trick arrow. It's a good Hawkeye. It's the best Hawkeye.
That's the only one with real trick arrows. And I feel like MAA2's Hawkeye was built off of that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, even though he's modern Hawkeye, he has the same.
He has that same technique, right? Totally true.
Absolutely. Only I left the AOU Hawkeye alt on because I was using him, then I forgot to change it. Because honestly, if I'm going to take him out, it's going to be the Golden Age. It's just the best alt for him, period. So
cool. All right.
All right. Agent Half Hill writes in, hello, FDA agents. Let me see if I got this straight. Heroic Age Iron Fist heals too much, so we decided to nerf him into Oblivion. So you know what's a good idea? Let's create a new worthy character who heals constantly and makes it so his whole team can dodge attacks. Yep, that's not annoying whatsoever. Maybe it wouldn't bother me so much if I had all the characters so I could easily get worthy characters by still having to catch up on past spec op characters. Yeah. When Angrier first came out, people who got him earlier were like, oh, he's a paper sack, and you know, you can just beat the crap. Hey, he's just not holding up. But then I think people figured out either the correct alt to use, because I'm not going to go look either. I don't know what the two options are for him right now are and the differences in how you ISO him up. But if you ISO him up correctly with AE and, of course, refined ISOs to get his health and dodge and all that right. Yeah, there's been times when I've hit the red abort mission runaway thing because it's like he's just healing and you can't hit him. You know, he's dodging, and it's the cycle. And if you catch the cycle right and interrupt it, you're good. But it's like, okay, I'm going to heal. Well, crap, I wasn't ready to do whatever it is to get him to not dodge. And then he puts on the dodge. And there are times when I've just destroyed him, but there's a time when all three of my agents are facing him alone, and I can't hit him. I just have to leave. So, and it might be part of that intangibility EISO as well.
Could be, yeah.
So, don't know. But, yeah, that
brutal.
Yeah, so he's going to get fixed. He's going to get neutered.
Sure. All right. Agent Bridell wrote in, said, hey, agents, here's a quick tip for the new Spec Ops. We're most likely going to have to 3-star and 4-star all the missions to get access to all the various rewards. So, as always, it's important to finish each fight with as high of a score as possible. The best team-ups I've found so far for scoring lots of points in a fight are Chase Stein, Nico, and either Molly Hayes or Victor Mancha, as they all give a lot of different team-up bonuses, 9 if you use Molly, and 11 if you use Victor. Since your agent isn't available in any of these missions, you won't be able to get points from using army items or distress calls, but there are several ways to make up for that. There's the overkill bonus, for example, but don't forget the extra bonus points you'll get from killing multiple enemies with the same attack, cleave, and for defeating enemies with counterattacks, spiders, trap, or dots like slow death. Try to set up some of these situations in each battle, and you shouldn't have too many problems quickly reaching the scoring thresholds for each chapter. It's great. Great recommendation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Agent Bridell.
And I ran into the same thing King did with the first boss battle. Just the dinosaurs taking me out way too fast, so I lost some points on that one.
Right. Yeah, this is – so, you know, every once in a while I see people talking on the forums or on the Agents Only Lounge, and they're saying, oh, my God, this is such a tough mission. And you'll get a response like, oh, I didn't have any problems with it. And that's it. You know, and it's like a little trolley response. I mean, I know, you know, they're just saying, oh, no, it's easy for me. Right. But it comes across as trolley. Instead of just saying that, say, here's a great team up to try using for that one. You moving everything around there, Charles?
I can't keep my stuff together. I've got skies falling on me permanently, so my mic's always getting knocked
down. That's hilarious that you actually have the mic behind you instead of in front of you.
Well, it's my podcasting table. So when I actually have all my stuff set up right, like when I was doing, and it's seasonal, so it will come back this summer. Yeah. But when I'm doing Ermengarde and my wife's here, she sits at one place. I said, no, there's a nice table. Mm. And I just haven't bothered to move my microphone to somewhere that it won't fall.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Kooky. Anyway, so yeah. So when you know, chances are you're because you're super smart and you're gonna have some really good advice for new players or players that are maybe not new but just having a hard time with a level, just say, hey, here's a good suggestion for that one, instead of, well, I didn't have any problems with it. I don't know what your problem is.
You suck. Go away. Exactly. Yeah, no, yeah, gotcha. There have definitely been times, not this time, thankfully. I love going in and figuring out the maybe meta is the right word, I don't know, but the pattern to beating the heroics. But there's definitely times when I'm like, all right, King, you got me a video yet? Or I go into the lounge like, hey, guys, I can't beat this guy in the heroics. Help me out. And then they'll tell me the pattern or whatever you do. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yep, that's what the Agents Only Lounge is for.
Absolutely.
And Pride909, Brian, is in there responding. And he says, I have a hard time giving advice to people because it seems like everything plays different for other players.
It does seem that way, right?
And I don't know what items they have, what ISOs they have, or heroes they have. Yeah, don't worry about that. Just say, here's what worked for me. I'm using these players. And if they've got those characters, great, they can use them. But if not, then they've got another way of doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I've watched a lot of King videos, and I set it up almost exactly the way he has it, and it doesn't quite work out. Right. I want to say Ree gave me a really great electric setup, and I had I didn't have the lightning strike and the thunder strike. And the only difference is the lightning strike is a quick action, and the thunder strike is not. So I had the thunder strike. Like, okay, that's fine. Or the thunder, roaring thunder. Maybe it's roaring lightning. One of those is a quick versus not quick. But does the exact same thing otherwise. I think it's Roaring Thunder is the not quick. And that's what I had. And then he said, and this ISO, the hair trigger. And he told me to set up. I had everything but the hair trigger ISO and then the lightning, the roaring lightning or whatever it's called. Because and it turned out that was crucial. The quick action effect of that and the hair trigger for the follow-up attacks was crucial to that setup. But his recommendation on the suit really worked. So that's the case of what it was talking about, is I took what worked for him, saw what worked for me, and then built around that. I was able to build a good
very smart there.
Where are my notes? Here we go. Agent Chief FTH writes in, well, that was a nice surprise. When I logged into the game last night, figured it'd be Friday post-PvP until we got some new SO, Spec Ops. So there's something else to distract me from farming Chapter 10. When I saw the characters would be restricted for parts of the new Spec Ops, I picked up Spider-Gwen and started leveling her. She's at level 9 now, and she doesn't seem so bad. Is it Spider-Gwen? Which was the one that has the hood over and she does all the rock and roll moves?
Spider-Gwen.
Okay, I don't have her. So basically I have what you have, is the level 9 team-up version. Mm-hmm. If you ISO her right and use her quick action level 6 followed by her level 9, she can be pretty deadly. Cool. Obviously, I can't ISO her up, but I've got some CP. I might buy her now. I don't know.
There you go.
I also got Electro before filling my final cover bar, and he's up to level 9 too. I can see how he'd fit into McFall's fight style. Yes, yes, you can. I like him myself. Pair him up with Be Right Back or Victor, and it's Shock City or Battery Bill. Somebody used that for the term for Nico's, because hers is Be Right Back, right?
Oh, BRB,
so every
sure.
time I see BRB, I automatically translate Be Right Back, because we talked about Nico for so long with that. I forget, Beta Ray Bill. Absolutely. I'm kind of leaning more towards Victor, personally, for my style with the team up, because I really like – he's like the only infiltrator I like, but he's a really good infiltrator, and he really plays well once you learn him. Whereas Beta Ray Bill is more of a smash, and he doesn't – have that subtle, I'm going to screw you over, which is what, to me, the whole electric team is every move just screws you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're putting chain lightning and
yeah. However, Beta Ray Bill has that Rolling Thunder EISO that I have, that after an attack has a chance to follow up with lightning. And on his I love when it happens on the first attack, where you do the Call of Thunder, I think is what it's called, and it hits everybody and puts Static Shock across the board. Mm-hmm. And then you see Rolling Thunder, and it hits one, takes them for damage, then Shock, Shock, Shock. Hits the next one, takes the damage, Shock, Shock, Shock. I was like, by the time the first round's even done, the first attack's done, everybody's like at half health if I did it
right. Right.
And it's a chance. It doesn't always work, but yeah. Shock City, yeah, it's amazing. Just a couple of days to go in PvP, and I'm confident I'll finish in Vibranium again. I just can't find a good defensive team to stop the bleeding AFK away from keyboard, the defense fights. Mm. That means literally bleeding teams, just losing points. Right. I've gone Victor, Beta Ray Bill, and Beta Ray Bill Thor, Null, Lanch, Kurth, Invisible Woman, Null, Kurth, Rocket Raccoon, Nor. nothing seems sustainable when I agree. Switch to Rolk Peast, which is like the worst name for that I've ever seen.
Pesty Rope Beast. Beast. Yeah.
Rope Beast, Pesty Beast. Yeah. No, nobody uses Beast. Nobody uses Beast.
Regular Beast, no.
Even if you mention we know you mean Pesty Beast.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. Offensively and you know, little side note. I would have loved, and I can't, I'm fogging right now, which means I just can't quite pull it out because I know it. But I can't remember if Beast was one of the original Fear Itself hammer wielders. I don't think he was. Because he would have been prime. Because, Pesty Beast is there, but he's one single meta, period. I would have liked to have seen a worthy Beast. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. In the comics, yeah, for sure.
In the game. You know, yeah, in the comics, but in the game.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right, because he's a horseman, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
offensively, Enchantress, Infiltrator, and Greer. Damon is a nice combo that's been working for me. Long fights, but the new improved Hellstrom is pretty tough. Had 100. I wouldn't know. I can't farm freaking 10 to get him because I'm having to do all this other content. But he does look awesome. He does. I'm very excited about getting him. Even if they nerf him, just from the looks of it, I wanted to play him, period. So had 100 plus gold thanks to the 4th anniversary, so I picked up the Bruiser E3 suit and trying it out in PvP. Hopefully it can help make the difference in the last few days. Last thing, picked up 2 of the shocking foil EISOs and slapped them on Reed and Magneto for the Chapter 10 Ronin fight task. That was the only way I could get the score I needed to finish the tasks. As always, love the show. Look forward to it every week. Keep it up, Agent Chief. So there you go. The foil, shocking foil EISOs gets you past Ronin for that score. That's cool.
Nice. That's a good tip for sure.
I beat somebody's score. I did it with one of the score challenges. I can't remember who it was, but I did it with the one where you use five items.
Quartermaster.
I knew it was a person, but I can't remember. I just destroyed them. I mean, the score was like, get 50,000, I got 130,000 or something on it. So there are definitely ways around these things, and they make the tools available for you if you have the money and the gold to spend on it, I guess.
For sure. All right, last one here. Agent Alan Wilkinson, FTH, wrote in, said, hello, Ed. Ed and, oh, that doesn't work anymore.
Have a good reference.
No more Eddie.
No more Eddie.
Anyway, last show you asked who would use a generalist E3 suit. Simple answer, me, especially in PvE, as a let me salve and risen force on the same suit, an option not allowed to me by the anniversary suits, with room left for something else. Meanwhile, I noticed there's a mending AI still in the store. The equipped protect action grants healing when attacked. Now, why can't that be what the elite EISO does? Grant a heal when attacked instead of absorb energy. It'd still be an annoying thing to find equipped on Kurth or Null, but not by as much. Same for Rolt, come to think of it, though switching him over to the regular absorb energy instead of his broken prototype version may suffice. Anyway, hope this gets you in time for this week's show, and good luck with Spec Ops. I noticed people complaining about Mission 1, but for me, it's just an excuse for some Mayday time. PD may have over-nerfed impact webbing, but repelling undercut can still pack a wallop. Cammy's pretty cool too, though I wonder why we can't recruit Deathlock it yet. Soon, man, don't worry. Oh, and Greg Durov did a poll if you haven't seen it. That's over in the Agents Only Lounge. Anyway, my hive parasites need feeding, so I'd better go. Agent Alan Wilkinson, Cassius 335. P.S. On the subject of Civil War, I'm on team knock it off, you two, or I'll take you both down myself. Punch you in your perfect teeth.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Alan. And that's cool. Yeah, no, believe me. A generalist E3 suit I would love. I think we were talking about if they continue the trend and had the the generalist trench the generalist E2. Can't remember what they were doing before. So yeah, no, I'd love a generalist E3.
Yeah. Well, I think I said it. It was like, okay, in the scheme of how they're really bracing the different classes, would the general suit stand up to the test of time? That's not quite what I think I did say, well, who would use it? But the idea is, we have a couple of good general suits, and while you may run it, I think the typical is people don't. And I know I don't anymore. I go back to Bruiser, Blaster. But basically, those are two. Any new suit that I get from PvP, of course, I try immediately. So I was running Infiltrator for a while, and then Scrapper. But now I'm back to running Bruiser. Bruiser is my style, and it works. So I would be happy to have it. Absolutely. It'd go in my armory. But yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to do that. Ibit, we have to settle it once and for all. Whose side are you on? Team Iron Man or Team Captain America?
I'm on Team Captain America. I think the secret identities should remain secret.
I mean,
you just want it for the Iron Spider, the Iron Bear suit is what you would get.
But
Iron Man and you get the Iron Bear suit.
Nah, sure.
House of the Iron Bear.
Oh, could you see that in a comic book form? That would be badass. It really would be. But no, I mean, reading the comics, how can you not side with Cap? Even though he made his mistakes and did some wrong moves, and it's a war. Everybody makes mistakes and does wrong moves. You know, and people, but I think, I'm not sure. But I think people are actually getting mad at me. They'll hit me up on Facebook and be like, Team Iron Man, Team Cap. I'm like, Cap, of course. And they're like, oh, I'm like,
really?
I hope you're just having fun with that, because this isn't U.S. politics, because I avoid that at all costs. So it's just a movie. But honestly, if you have no exposure other than the previews to the movie, I mean, you haven't read the books, you don't know. You're in for a twist. Think Real War and how that ends up. This is that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but me and Ibit are on the same side. It's how you like us. Now, we got Ant-Man. Screw you guys. Somebody, I know we're going long here, but you'll love this. Somebody put out an amazing picture where it shows Iron Man standing there. You, that whole final shot where they're standing up perfectly lined up with their faces, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Iron Man and I think maybe Black Panther. I can't remember exactly who's standing next to him. And then Deadpool is right there. I'm like, oh my God, that would be amazing. It won't happen for legality reasons, but oh, that would be so great. I wish they could play nice like Sony is. I mean all of them. I don't mean just Fox. I mean Fox and Marvel together
could play nice. Disney would never give us the R-rated Deadpool that we want.
No. You're right. They did a great job. I just mean if they could play nice, he could just show up and make a cameo.
Right, exactly. But he wouldn't be able to be his full-on Deadpool self. He wouldn't be talking about taking one up Fifth Street. Main Street. It's a Disney film. They'd be taking one up the Main Street Parade.
Yeah. Hey, you're right. Absolutely. I'm glad that Fox did what they did. I just would love to. And so after the explosion that he had in the theaters, no pun intended, that he would have that, just be able to make those appearances, you know? Mm-hmm. And it would be just great in Civil War. Just all of a sudden he's in the background and he waves at you just to listen. Hey, I'm right here. Hey. And then he moves on. You know, it'd be fun. All right, I think that's it. You have any pro tips? Obviously, your pro tip has come and gone. Don't collect your stuff until the end of the day.
And I'm glad I didn't, because I was able to take advantage of that yesterday. So hopefully other people did as well. Yes. Other pro tip is probably look at the task list. Look ahead at the task list.
Which is now in the Agents Only Lounge and on our Facebook page.
Excellent. Yeah, go look at that before you do what I did and do all your deploys and say, well, great. But at least 12-4, I'm going to wrap up the chapter 10 mission I'm in and then go to 12-4 and then get my deploys so I can continue on.
Well, you're going to have fun with it. And suppose I haven't played 2 yet because the next mission is one 2-star mission 1. But supposedly, theoretically, it might open up to more players.
It does. It's just mission 1 that's restricted like that from what I've seen. So, yep.
They kind of missed out on artwork. They could have done previously on, which we know there's no previously on, but they could have done a little story of why everybody went camping. It's just all of a sudden they're camping and all of a sudden they're kidnapped.
Right.
And it took me a minute for my mind to catch up. I was like, wait, what? What's going on?
Why do we have campers? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Campers?
Yeah. Yeah, it took a second. So, all right, here comes the Woodard.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need. From tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss has fled.